Weekdays, the best of Morning Glory with PJ and Jim on Radio Nova.
With insuremyvan.ie, the van insurance specialists. See how much you can save at insuremyvan.ie.
Yes, here we go again. Right.
Look at that, another week.
Take it out of that.
Oh, another week. Another.
Come on, you've got to be in good form now.
I am in great form.
January's gone. We're recording this on the 1st of February. For a lot of people, first day of spring. For a lot of people, they've just been paid. You know, you're heading into a bank holiday. First bank holiday of the weekend. Or of the weekend. First bank holiday of the year.
First bank holiday of the weekend. This is the way. I love Jim's attitude to holidays. I love them.
They're just great. I just always like, take
first
them.
First bank holiday of the weekend. Now remember, every bank holiday you have to get bollocks. So I'm going out now on Thursday night to make sure that like...
No, I'll have to pace myself now.
Today is St. Bridget's Day, isn't it? We're recording this on the Thursday. I think it's actually today, is it? The 1st of February.
Oh yeah, that's probably makes sense.
So a kind of tomorrow is a write off. You have to go to work, but you don't have to do anything. I think that's the government's rule. You can do anything you want tonight. Is a write off, or tomorrow's a write off. Right. So that means, ladies and gentlemen of Roundwood, if you're walking around and you see a slightly diminished primate having the time of his life, would you please say good for you?
What do you mean a slightly diminished primate? Well, what's that supposed to mean?
Well, I mean,
you mean I'm not in my full faculties?
I'd say, not if you get going at 1 o'clock, which is what I intend to do. Well, I'll be a slightly diminished idiot.
I'll have to pace myself a little bit.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah,
over the course of it. Because I tell you what ends up happening, right? I don't know if this is the same now in pubs all over the country or maybe in the cities or whatever, but up and around where there's this thing now, and on a bank holiday, right? The big night out switches to the Sunday.
Ooh.
From the Saturday.
Does it really?
You know what I mean?
Oh, right, okay.
Like the Sunday becomes, you know, the sort of, that's the one you want to be out on.
Yeah, it becomes the better day.
Yeah, because you know what I mean?
Because you had a dinner and all. So you're like...
Well, not necessarily just for that reason, but I'm just saying, you know, it kind of alters a little bit because you have the extra day off.
It's gas, isn't it? Yeah. I remember when I used to race up north, you know?
Yeah.
And there'd be fierce Protestants around there sometimes. And you'd be in some places and you weren't allowed to even race on the Sundays.
Why? Because Holy God doesn't like racing?
Because Holy God doesn't like racing on the Sunday. And motorbike racing is GAA for Protestants, right? So, that you know, when it was doing it, that's pretty much, yeah.
Oh, really?
So I was really involved in it. So I used to go... and then the other time, you'd be there on the Sunday after racing, say, do you want to go for a pint? And lads with names like Alistair Seely and Ryan Farquhar and, you know, all these lads go, I certainly will not. Yeah, today.
Oh, yeah.
I will
not blemish this day.
I am going to spend time with my family. Well, you go downstairs.
Yes, I may have been away racing, but I certainly won't be enjoying myself any further.
I will absolutely not be partaking in the devil's buttermilk by you lot downstairs of the island, in the basement of this island. May do what you want. I'm just asking if you wanted to know. I'm going to go, is there anywhere around here you can get a chicken sandwich?
Whereas, to be fair, if you'd have asked some of your own lads, they'd have gone for a pint before they raced.
Yeah. They were breath testing at the finish line. For the ones I was with.
Yeah, just going through the mandatory breath testing before we can finalise the places.
And he's in for a pit stop, and that is a failed breath test, unfortunately.
Scenes here as he appears to have gone for a comfort break into the bushes on lap 22.
Surely he will now be suspended. No, it's okay, he's Catholic. So that's going to keep going. Thankfully there was no divisions like that. But it was a notable thing. So on the Sundays then in Roundwood, in the hills, well, I suppose anywhere where there's mountainous sorts of attitudes, you can just Sunday becomes the big day. Because it's not really like that in Dublin, is it?
Well, no, I see, more or less,
you just kind of do the same and don't get up on Monday morning.
You see, the thing about it is, Dublin has, with the bigger population, I suppose, it's a steady stream across your Friday, Saturday, Sunday,
true,
whatever, you know what I mean?
True.
Whereas, obviously, I mean, you know, in the small confines of the rural paradise that is Roundwood, what I mean? You have to kind of pace it out. You can't be at it, that's ridiculous, actually. I know loads of lads who'll be at it literally... In fact, forget Friday, Saturday, Sunday. Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday.
Yeah, we're working out a fella you know, and it works out that he has about 70 pints a week. And we were or something like that.
He acknowledged 50.
Oh, 50.
Come on. There's no point. There's no need to go over the top.
Well, it's bank holiday. He'll have 70 this week, that's for sure. We're always talking about the difference between the pubs where Jim lives and the pubs where I live. Like, one thing, it's give and take, isn't it? Like, in your pubs where you live, if you want a quiet pint, you can't have one. So, Jim, say, you go in and some guy goes, oh, Jim, We're just going to drink. I'll be over in a minute. And you're like, oh, fuck off. Whereas I...
Don't be saying that, will you? People will hear this.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Fuck off. No, I didn't. No podcasts up your way. It's still...
They'll know. They'll doing... I've had people say things back to me. I've had neighbours of mine say, I know you don't really like the neighbours. And I go, no, you know, no, it's a performance thing.
Yeah, no, it's an act. It's that other idiot. You know, the little monkey lad that I work with. He's a tick, you know.
Yeah.
But, you know, you
no, I like all the people around with. I mean, okay, admittedly, there are times, you know, you would like just a quiet pint.
Yeah, but there you go. So, and it's hard to do up Jim's way because, you know, social and all. It's just, it's a community hub, you know.
That's it.
Whereas
you know,
I'm from
Dublin.
We're
just such a friendly bunch.
Yeah, whereas I still live in Dublin. So we've loads of community things to do. You know, we don't just have to get your hair together and eat crisps. There's other options, you know.
Wow.
So I go to the pub and if I want to have a quiet pint, I can just sit down the back and be left alone. And if I want to talk to people, I can just sit at the bar and,
yeah,
you know, someone's going to walk in and go, oh, yeah, do you remember the time you were doing George Hook? And then I'll go home. Or whatever it is.
Well, yeah,
you know.
Hang on a second now. If at least if somebody is approaching me, they are approaching me from the point of view of like they actually know me as a person,
a neighbour,
exactly,
a member of the community.
And
yeah,
they actually want to talk about, okay, mainly themselves. But I'm just saying, there's that, right?
Yeah, yeah.
Whereas surely to God you get approached no matter what, even by just complete strangers and get hassled in pubs. I remember going to town with you. We were going in for something we were supposed to do and we were going for a few jars beforehand or whatever. What were you doing? Pantomime?
I think it was.
You went in to check out, you know, what pubs we'd go into and you went into the Fucky Jew and you came out like you had been
a victim of a crime. It was like wrestling, wasn't it?
You looked positively like you'd been beaten up.
Honestly, yeah. It was like sex wrestling. Trying to get from one door to the other, it was like sex wrestling.
I mean, I wasn't sure if I should have called an ambulance.
I know, yeah.
And you only went in to see was the receipt.
I went in to see what an idiot. We were never getting a seat. Yeah. And we were that was the thing. And we were like, oh, and here's the problem. Here's what happens to middle-aged men, right? So where we go, a quiet point and be left alone. And we says, I know, the local gay bar around the corner. And we thought, we knew we'd get left alone in there.
That's true.
Because we knew we weren't cool enough for the gay community.
Yeah.
Like, people in the gay...
Of any persuasion.
Oh, yeah. People in the gay community look at me and go, oh, Jesus, I'm mortified. I don't know who he is. I'm not talking about...
In fact, we probably closed that bar down. They probably lost all credibility.
It's changed its name.
I was just
going
to say,
you see.
Bet you that was because we went in once.
I well believe it. I still go in. And I'm apologising for bringing down your good name. You know,
Mind you, the weird thing is you say there, right, about you know, you don't have to drink, you've loads of options in Dublin, right? That's the classic Dublin, and I can say this as a dub, classic Dublin reaction is that there'd be lads in pubs going, there's no facilities and all, you know, if you're doing that.
True.
I mean, they haven't done that around here. There's nothing for people to do. There's no facilities.
Yeah. Fucking speed bumps is all you give us. You know,
and then if you were to read out to them everything that's within, say, a mile radius.
I live in North.
No, I mean, yeah, I'm just saying, you know, for the likes of us.
Yeah, or it's fucking miles away. That's what you get. I said to a fella goes, there's nothing to do around here for young people. I said, there's a tennis club a mile away. And he goes, where? I went in Clontarf. He goes, fucking Clontarf. Look, you can go down and play tennis in Clontarf. I said, you literally can. You can walk it in a half an hour.
Yeah.
And you're like, fuck off with your Clontarf. I'm not buying a tennis racket going down there. Why not? Because fuck off. Right, that's not exactly an exploration of the available facilities.
That's a little bit like me when people turn around and if, you know, if they're saying it's something in conversation, they go, you tell them where you live and they go, okay, must be fantastic walks and everything up there, the lakes and the hill walks, all those trails and mountains and stuff like that. And you go, yeah. I've never been on any of them.
It's the same, isn't it? And then at least you just haven't done it.
Yeah.
It's not like the fellow I was talking to, where you go, well, you know, he goes, you can't do that in here. I say, you can go swim in the sea. Swim in the sea here?
What am I? Yeah. Bleeding beluga whale.
I want to dry myself with dirty fucking nappies. Jackroll floating past your bleeding head. Yeah. No, I won't be swimming so much as going through the motions, if you know what I'm saying, yeah?
It's
so quick to just slam anything. It's just a natural instinct.
Nothing
around here.
To relinquish yourself of any responsibility.
Yeah, yeah. Nothing around here. The park is there. Ah, they're all shiting in the bushes and everything up there. You can't, the broken glasses and everything and all.
Yeah.
Fucking that state of it. And no one does anything about it. I can't even have a piss in me bin and the neighbours are taking pictures of me.
Yeah.
You know, you're like, right, okay, I don't know what to do for you. I don't know. Like, you know, there's a lot of free shit around, but anyway. Yeah.
And that is the thing, but it is our default position, isn't it?
Yeah, oh, it is.
Oh,
yeah.
Or actually, that's not fair, because the thing about it is, right, you get the person, you do find the person, whatever, and they are genuinely really kind of, they actually do stuff.
Oh,
you know,
you do.
Ever come across that person?
If you're right.
And it's like, oh no, this weekend, it was, and every weekend's different. And they've gone, oh yeah, went to that thing and whatever.
They're just different times of the day.
You know, they went to festivals and they went to food things and they went to, you know, and trails and they went to...
Ukulele practice.
Yeah, and they went and they did all whatever.
And there's a food festival on in
and they're talking to you about it, you know, say in whatever environment, pub, cafe, whatever it is, and they're telling you about it and you're going, oh God, right, yeah, yeah, right, yeah.
Oh yeah, there's no way.
Yeah, yeah, jeez, that's great. That's
cake,
great.
Bacon thing and all, that's great, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. And then they go, and you're like, what should we do? Should we do that? Do you want to do...
No. That sounds like a pain in the arse. Probably wouldn't be parking.
That'd be me.
Yeah, yeah, if you don't park or anything, yeah, yeah. Yeah, and then like, so you and me get pissed off. We're like your man. We get pissed off. The least thing can be, get a Chinese tonight. Chinese is closed down. Oh, Jesus. But there's another one across the road. Ah, oh, everything tastes like shit in there. I had chips out there once. I nearly fucking died.
Yeah.
So it's very hard to please people.
Oh, 100%.
Yeah. And like that, people give you so many options. Oh, I'm as bad. Listen to me giving out about your man because you can't play tennis. As if he ever wanted to play tennis. I don't think he's ever worn a pair of runners.
Why'd you?
He was wearing slip-on shoes and a pair of grey tracksuit bottoms. I don't think athleticism was worst of his thing he was thinking about. And I'm as bad. I'm worse than him. I'm giving about him and everybody else, you know.
Yeah. But at least in fairness, like, you know, prior to you embracing fatherhood, and I do use the term embracing rather broadly. But anyway.
Yeah, well, enslaving myself into it. Being a slave of my own decisions, yeah.
You used to be quite active.
I was quite active. Before I went mad, I was quite active. And then I lost my marbles a little bit and found them and realised I didn't have to be healthy to enjoy my life, which was a terrible realisation.
Yeah.
I'll be honest with you, you know.
And the thing about it is, it's the laziness that sets in is, you know what I mean?
Yeah,
nobody would like to be called lazy.
I think that's why we
default to the excuse thing.
Yeah.
Because rather than having to accept you're just a lazy fuck.
This is it,
right?
Yeah. And
that's where you come up with the excuses of there's nothing to do. Because there's loads of things to do. The fact is, I would just rather go to the pub.
That's the thing, isn't it? Why don't you go out now? Because I'd rather feel like shit. It's easier.
Yeah.
It's easier.
So when I have those conversations with you, I go, Jesus, well, homie, I said, God, I'm wasting the day. I'd be sitting there on the couch or whatever, and you switch the telly on, and fucking hell, and before you know it, the day is gone.
Why don't you do that today? Why don't you not do it?
What else would I do?
Yeah.
Well, you could do all those things.
Literally anything.
Yeah, and like literally anything.
Literally anything.
You have time in the
you
day.
You just have to go out and do it. You don't even have to wash. You don't even have to wash.
You could go straight from here and do things.
You can wash when you're finished.
By the time I'd be, you know.
No, I can't. Anyway, I can't go out today. There's a Swiss roll in the house. I have to finish that. I'm having that for dinner. We are bad.
Yeah,
I told her I'd have a sack of cans and a half a Swiss roll with her later, so there's literally nothing else I can do about that.
Yeah,
you know, I couldn't possibly suggest to her we do something different together,
or else go for the classic line. No, in fairness, I told her I'd do the dinner, and doing the dinner is ringing to give us two batter burgers.
Alright Dennis, it's me again. Yeah, the usual.
I'll collect that. I'll collect that actually, because I'm nipping down for a pint.
Yeah, I've got to come up and get it. Yeah, I need a walk. Oh, you need a walk? Where? To get a Smiddics while I'm waiting. I need a walk. Yeah, yeah.
Fucking brilliant. Oh, what are we like?
I know, yeah. There
what
you
are
go.
We like? And actually, the subject of dads, you know, in terms of some of the bits we had during the week, the subject of dads came up, and we are, not only are we obviously lazy, right?
But yeah.
We are also cringy.
Oh, very much so. I thought it was just Jim. But it turns out now that I'm on the dad train as well, it turns out I too can be an embarrassment.
Yeah. Literally from the second you're
born. The second they're born. that men become a cringy, embarrassing mess.
Yeah. You'll get to hear that. Actually, also on the subject of kids as well, we did it, which I think is definitely something that PJ is on the trail of, because obviously he has his existing book out there at the moment, and now that the kids have arrived, no doubt he'll want to lean towards maybe the idea of writing a children's book in the future, perhaps.
I am never going to be that person. I'm just telling you
I
now.
Don't know, because I think a lot of the titles that we came across during the week for kids' books would be right up your street.
Actually, do you know, maybe we'll do a joint one together. That's actually, no, okay, maybe I will then.
Yeah, when you hear the titles of some of these books, you'll understand why even PJ and me could have a go at that.
Might probably be more qualified than some.
Also, we were talking about, actually speaking of which, in terms of titles, we ended up talking about shops. I know that sounds a bit weird, but the names of shops.
Oh, yeah. I love
came
this.
To the fore during the week.
This is just one of those things that will make me laugh endlessly.
Forever.
I just love it. A good old pun is a beautiful thing.
I think that was the biggest belly laugh I had of the week.
I know which one I liked the most.
Oh my God. Yeah. And then also we had, again, holidays. It'd be something we'd both aspire to. Pretty much to be just permanently on holiday. But anyway, there are drawbacks to every holiday. As good as the holiday itself is, there's all the shit that goes around it, including the whole airport plane experience.
Airport plane
and sometimes
experience.
It's nothing to do with the poor unfortunate people in the airport or the plane.
No.
It's us.
Yeah, sometimes it is us and the Egypts and the stuff they look for. I tell you something. I know, as a professional Egypt myself, I sympathise and hate them all.
So have a listen. We'll talk to you the other side.
Glory Days. The best of Morning Glory with PJ and Jim on Radio Nova.
With InsureMyVan.ie, the van insurance specialists. See how much you can save at
InsureMyVan.ie. I love the way people... I love it when I'm not involved in it. Mm. You know when you hear about people who are just don't know how to function in the most basic areas, and an airport is one of those places. You know, people who... I just don't know what goes through people's heads. So flight attendants have revealed the most ridiculous questions they've been asked before and during flights, you know. Mm. And you'd really think someone would know better. So one guy goes, when they were getting on the plane, says, we'll just let you know, we're going on our holidays. Do you mind if we use the slide to get off the plane when we get there? You know, she's like...
The emergency slide.
She goes, no, unfortunately we can't. He goes, just we're on a holiday, so...
Yeah,
if you could.
Obviously, you like want to make it good for the kids.
Because you know one of his mates said that to him, don't you? Oh, you went to Lanzarote. The letters.
Oh, the staff were great.
Holiday starts the second you get there. Sliding all down into the thing.
Oh
yeah.
Oh my God.
And then one woman, just as a matter of information, in fairness, she said, "Just to let you know, I'm travelling with a really large teddy bear, and they won't need a meal." It's like, "Yo, thanks very much. Thanks for letting us know. Thanks. We'll keep the dinner then.
A teddy bear won't need a meal.
We'll keep the dinner." She booked a seat for it.
Yeah, yeah. She was thinking ahead. Fair play.
Yeah. Just didn't want to be an inconvenience.
They won't require a meal.
Yeah. She didn't want to be an inconvenience with her giant teddy bear. Yeah. Won't need a meal.
Good
yeah.
God.
Yeah, yeah. Another fella says, "Is there any chance you could turn my seat around so I could sit the same direction that the air stewards do? Because I get seasick. Seasick."
Oh my God.
Yeah. 5,000 feet above the sea, he's getting seasick because his seat is the wrong way round as far as he determines it.
Wow. So he actively wants to travel backwards.
And didn't actually sit in a seat, like one of the worker seats, which is ludicrous.
Could we swap?
Is there
which would have been bad enough, as
I don't
say.
Mind sitting in my seat. If you could just turn it around. Imagine facing a fella on a flight. Could you tell me the name of the person I'm going to be sitting next to before we take off? Because I hate talking to strangers. They're still a stranger. You know, they're still a stranger.
So you could sit down and go, "How are you, PJ?"
Yeah.
How are you?
How's it going, yeah? What are you going to do?
That'd freak you out.
That'd freak anyone out.
Imagine we're sitting on a plane and the lad sat down beside you and said, "How are you, Jim?" And you went, "Oh my God."
I'm not even joking. I think I'd rather sit facing someone than that. Could I sit next to the pilot during takeoff? It's my birthday.
Not even a kid now.
No, this is an adult, yeah.
An adult wanted to sit beside the pilot.
And in fairness to them, they did start with good evening. Good evening. It's my birthday. So if I could sit next to the pilot. They must have thought it was a thing that the pilot goes, "And if it's anyone's birthday today, come on up to the front, make yourself known to the air stewards, and we will get you up for a front row seat."
Which, again, I suppose if you're the kind of co-pilot or whatever the, you know, first assistant type is, it must be, it's a bit derogatory, isn't it? Because obviously the seat next to the pilot, the guy who sits in it, doesn't do anything. So any randomer can just sit in it during takeoff.
It's gas, isn't it? And then, some demands aren't as bad, but they're sort of stupid. Like, one fella says, I don't need a meal on the flight. Can you just give me a whole load of chocolates? Just the same weight in chocolate instead of eating, which is gas.
The same weight.
And one woman pulled one of the air stewards away and she goes, I just need to tell you something. And she thought it was about my boyfriend, you know?
Oh, right.
Yeah. And she was like, I thought, don't give him a drink or something.
Yeah.
You know, someone that shouldn't be drinking. That's what she thought.
Hmm.
He goes, he farts loads. Like, he really farts loads. And she walked away.
Not to do anything about it, just to be aware of it.
Yeah. Right, okay, yeah. As in, I guess you were saying...
They should have made an
it's
announcement.
It's not me.
Should have said, is that what it was? Yeah, she was probably trying to just be clear.
Or maybe you're right. Maybe just to let everybody know. You know, sometimes they go, in row 2C, we have a traveller with a nut allergy, so if you could all please not eat nuts during the flight. And also in row K1, we have a man with a very smelly arse. So it would be, please use the toilets at the back of the plane. And don't come near the people who are flying who are worthy in first class. We appreciate your help at this time. Fasten your seatbelts. Enjoy the ride. Lanzarote is roasting.
Glory days. It's the very best of Morning Glory with PJ and Jim on Radio Nova.
Look, everybody will know, of course, at this stage that PJ became a new dad late last year, wasn't it? Yeah, well, middly lazy. Anyway,
it was August.
Became a new dad, right?
I'm glad I remembered that.
And what you may not realise, though, is that this once, hip, cool, kind of...
I was a radical dude, man.
On the money, basically just this trendy kind of, cutting-edge comedian suddenly became an embarrassment.
Honestly.
The second they were born.
I was a real groovy cat. I was down with all those kids, chilling in the hood and everything, and then it just went,
Yeah. And the weird thing about it is, it wasn't just him. It's happened to every single one of us, apparently.
Every single dad. And they've done a survey on, what did you say when you saw your child for the first time? And here's the thing, right?
Yeah.
A lot of, the women, this wasn't focused on cringe dads. This was just a survey. What did you say? And they started to realise over and over again, there was inappropriate, cringy, stupid jokes from men.
So this is the moment that the baby is born.
The very first thing that was said
by the
dad. So the
first time a dad sees his child.
Yeah. What did they come out with?
First moments of life.
Moments of life. How did it affect these men?
Okay.
One man said, "Ha! Take that, childlessness!" That was his reaction.
Wow, that's...
And
okay.
Another man called Mikey looked at his missus and went, "Well, that's my life over." That was the start. That was the first thing he said.
Okay. Accurate, but .
Ah, well. Huh? That's my life over anyhow.
Okay.
Another guy says, "Oh, thank God. Hey, when I was talking about the baby chores, you do realise I was only joking."
Brilliant.
Really bad time.
Get it in early, but I mean, you don't have to go that early.
Holding our child for the first time in her life.
I won't be doing that with her.
Yeah. A man actually said, "No way. How much do you reckon we get for that on eBay?"
This is where he thought this was going to be hilarious. He thought he'd have the whole...
He was rehearsing
The nurses and the midwives and everything in stitches.
Laughing their heads off.
No. What should we get for an eBay?
Hey.
Yeah, I haven't heard that before. Yeah.
It gets worse, though. It really gets worse. This, I think, is the worst one of all. When he goes, "Oh, no. Did they come in any other colours?" I mean, seriously. Talk about being inappropriate.
Wow.
He's inappropriate in about five that I can count different ways.
Again, assuming he was being hilarious.
Thinking
in his mind.
Gas, man.
Yeah. And as you say, he was probably rehearsing it.
Probably had
that line for months.
Oh, yeah. As did the next fella, where when it came out, he went, "Oh, it screams and cries. What else does it do?" What else does it do? Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. And then another man called Harry, when the baby came out and was handed to her, she said, "What do you think?" And he went, "That was his first..."
Somebody claims...
That was his first thing.
Ailish claims that our friend's husband said, "Okay, now put it back."
Honest to God.
Why? What is it, right? Why is that always dads?
I don't know.
Why is it always us?
I don't know.
I mean, why is it that now it's a thing? Everything seems... If there's a cringe involved, it's a dad-related cringe.
Yeah, yeah.
So now we've established that literally from the second your kids are born, you're an embarrassment to them.
Yeah.
It's that early. Because let's face it, there's dad's jokes, which are regarded as rubbish, cringy jokes.
Terrible jokes.
There's dad dancing.
Yeah.
Which is regarded as cringy, terrible dancing.
Yeah.
Why is that always a dad thing?
Dad, why do you then suddenly just lose your marble? Start wearing slippers and tracksuit. Like, yeah. Slip-on shoes and tracksuit bottoms to the local spa.
The minute your kid is born, you suddenly think, well, that's fantastic. Yeah, now I'll be able to dance with a tie wrapped around my head.
Yeah, at every wedding. You know?
What happens that you suddenly turn into?
It's like immediately, the child is born.
I won't stop telling all those stupid one-liners every chance I get.
I will say, at least I have the benefit of being a constant source of embarrassment before the children were born. You know,
you've done plenty of practice.
There's consistency there. I will say, I think, and I'm genuinely being honest here, I think the first thing I said when the first one was born was, I went, oh, Jesus. I think that's what I said.
Well, I mean, at least that's a human response.
Oh,
the weight, the enormity of what you've taken on has suddenly hit.
Yeah.
I am slightly disappointed you didn't have an entire routine ready to go for all the midwives.
Yeah, me too.
Well, I'll tell you, I'll hit them with some of my best baby jokes.
Yeah, I should have gone, no way, look at that. He does look just like Jim and all. Jim said he would. Jim says, I bet she's a ringer for me. Wait, you see. I says, there's no way.
You should have had them lined up.
Yeah, I should have, yeah.
Oh, my God.
No way. I can't wait to let Jim know we've had one of each.
Yeah.
A Jim and another one. Yeah.
Ailish and Cabra says, my daughter looked at her partner and her newborn baby and said, yeah, we made a human.
That's a good one.
Yeah.
There's something kind of nice about that.
There is, yeah.
Go us, go team.
I would kind of, as opposed to what, I'm not sure what she was hoping there, or what might have, but anyway.
Imagine that, when the baby came out and you went, you are pregnant!
Which is nearly as bad as the fellow who turned around went, well, it's clearly not mine.
Glory Days. The best of Morning Glory with PJ and Jim on Radio Nova.
With InsureMyVan.ie, the van insurance specialists. See how much you can save at InsureMyVan.ie.
As you know, we do love a good pun. I know people frown on it, think about it as a kind of a, you know, a very lowbrow form of humour.
We love them.
We enjoy a good pun.
And
probably obvious, really.
Probably obvious,
when you're talking lowbrow, you've come to the right place.
We're scraping the bellies here. And there's been a pun. There's awards for everything now. And the awards for the best pun-named business was given. Unfortunately, none of the Irish ones were counted in this. It was a UK thing. But some of them are great. So the one that won is So It Seems, as in it's a, you know...
Like an alteration
an
shop.
An alteration shop. So It Seems. That's great. It's
like
really
it.
Good. That was the winner. Very good, very clever. Not as funny as some of the other ones. Like the other ones were Frying Nemo is a pretty good one. I love Jean
Frying Nemo.
Frying Nemo, a fish and chip place, yeah.
Yeah.
It's not bad.
Yeah, it's okay. I'm not as impressed by that.
In for the first time this year was Jean-Claude Van Man.
Now you're talking.
Yeah.
Jean-Claude Van Man.
His name is Jean-Claude and he drives a van. Jean-Claude Van Man.
Now that is perfection.
It's a good one, isn't it? Damsel in the Dress was the name of a dress shop.
Clever.
Barber Streisand. I don't know why that makes me laugh so much. A fella called Streisand that cuts hair.
That's his actual genuine name?
Barber Streisand.
That is
good,
now, that is very good.
It's very good. And then there's Harry Poppins, as in it's a place where you look after your dog.
Yeah.
Harry Poppins.
Not a direct correlation with the business, but still, Harry Poppins, yeah.
It's good, isn't it? And then there's other ones. So they're the top ones. There's other ones made the shortlist. William the Concreter is pretty good. That's good, isn't it?
I do like that.
Yeah.
I do like that.
A taco look at me now for a taco van.
These are magnificent. How did these not make the list?
Look at me now, yeah.
Oh, my God.
Bonnie Tyler. I mean, hands up. Go on,
Bonnie Tyler.
It's amazing, isn't it? And then there's Donner Summer, which is a place that only opens for the summer and sells kebabs.
Donner Summer.
It's brilliant, isn't it?
Oh, my God. That is so good.
Also, tip of the hat to Titanic, spelled T-H-A-I. Tanic, which is a Thai takeaway opposite the Titanic Museum in Belfast.
Brilliant.
Wonderful.
Absolutely.
Isn't
brilliant.
It really good?
Yeah. So actually, speaking of which, there's a little one at Baker's Corner there. And there's an actual post office, like a genuine post office, right?
Yeah.
And right beside it, they opened a coffee shop. So they just called it the roast office.
That's great. See, these are clever
that's
things.
That's opportunistic.
To do.
It's good.
And don't you have other ones up there in Realmwood? No, you don't.
Well, I mean, in fairness, there is one now. You know what I mean? The Chinese restaurant, the Chinese takeaway, rather, on the main street in Realmwood is called Wok You Like.
But that's literally just racism on the car. Isn't it a Wok You Like?
They named it.
Well, you said it on the radio, so you're the white lad. So I got this, and there's other ones like I think there's a Soon Fat, although that's not even a play on word. That's not a pun. It's just
no. The most famous puns of all must be the Lionel Richie.
Lionel Richie is one of
Lionel Richie,
and Jason Donovan. Jason Donovan is a classic.
That's
up there forever,
good.
For all time. Also, Puff Daddy is a great name. So it's a guy called a guy who owns a vape shop in Essex.
Right.
Puff. He's a dad. Puff Daddy. It's great, isn't it?
There's a few coming in here. Apparently there's a place in Navan called, and obviously it's a furniture shop, called Sofa So Good.
That's pretty good. And then there's Back to the Fuchsia, which is a flower shop.
That's very good.
That's pretty good, isn't it?
Yeah. Spruce Spring Clean.
Spruce Spring. Brilliant.
Is apparently one as well.
Planet of the Grapes is a place for a wine shop.
Planet of the Grapes.
It's good, isn't it?
Mm. And there's a cake maker called For Goodness Bake.
I don't know.
But still.
Some of these are great. Jack the Clipper. That's a strange place to get your haircut. And then there's a place called Melancholy, which is a fruit and veg place that doesn't sell meat.
There's a few belters. You're at the finding loads of other ones as well, aren't
a
you?
A carpenter who calls himself Chisel Me Timbers. That's fantastic.
I do like it.
And a woman who does ironing called The Iron Maiden. I mean, seriously, how good does that get?
Yeah, Sammy was on to say, morning lads, we have a little coffee shop at the back of our church and it's called Hebrews Cafe.
At the back of a church.
At the back of a church.
I don't know how to feel about that.
I know, exactly, yeah. There's also, I do like this one, there's apparently a coffee shop in the forecourts called Mugshot.
Brilliant.
Which is...
That is just brilliant.
Like that, I think that's what's brilliant. Fergal claims there's a lighting shop in Terran Yor called Shady in the Lamp.
That's...
As opposed to Lady in the Tramp,
obviously.
Took
me a while to get that.
Yeah.
For a minute, yeah.
And I do really like this one. If it's true, right, John and Santry claims that when he was in London, he saw Muslim butchers in London called Halal. Is it meat you're looking for?
I mean, that's... Literally winner, winner, chicken dinner. That's fantastic.
That is brilliant. Although, there's apparently a furniture showroom called Shack of Sis.
Shack of Sis.
Which is magnificent.
That is amazing.
And for some reason,
oh my God.
I don't even know, again, I'm not even sure if this is the true or not, but Tony claims there's a doorman, bouncer guy, no, it's called Lee Malone.
No, Leave him alone.
I actually don't even care if that's not true.
Anyway.
It's just brilliant.
Glory Days. It's the very best of Morning Glory with PJ and Jim on Radio Nova.
Did you know that it's National Storytelling Week this week? It is national or international.
It's National Storytelling Week.
And who doesn't love a good story?
Who doesn't? And storytellers, especially in Ireland, come on. We're famed
for our
storytelling.
Isn't it our gift?
World. Fabled for it, yeah. I would say the Irish are the greatest storytellers in the world, whether they're full of truth or full of...
But I was just going to say, they never let the truth get in the way of a good story.
And nor should they, you know, nor should they.
And who's this aimed at? Is it across the board or is it mainly aimed at kids? Or?
Mostly it's aimed at kids. So it's kind of to encourage you, because screens are so sort of out there. It's to encourage you to sit down with your children and read them a book. And teach them the joy of hearing a story, reading a story, experiencing a story, and not something that's on the screen.
As you've often said, that stays with you because, you know, the way we listen a lot to audiobooks because we're in the car or whatever, or you're walking the dogs or you're doing whatever. And as you say, it's you know, it's the only chance as an adult for somebody to tell you a story.
Gets you to read your story. That's why I love podcasts and audiobooks, because of that very reason. But some kids' books... Some of them are very, very to the point. It's about addressing certain issues or whatever, and they're very clear what they're all about, you know.
Right.
Like, there's a kid's book here called It Hurts When I Poop. So obviously that story is all about not to be afraid of things.
Is that the
happen.
Title of the book?
That's the name of the book.
Now, is that an actual book or is that a sort of a, like a pamphlet you pick up at a doctor's surgery?
Both. Wow. Actually, it's both, I would say.
It hurts when I poop.
Yeah, and that's very clear what that book is about.
Yeah. So very much an information related kind of, you know.
Yeah, and then others more open to interpretation, such as Where Willy Went is a different book. That would you
where,
it's not as, you
right.
know, you'd be wondering, like, yeah. So here's a story about Where Willy Went. Then there's a book called I Wish Daddy Didn't Drink So Much, which I just think is very sad, to be honest.
God, there's a book yeah. called that.
Yeah.
These are very, these are a lot darker than I was expecting.
Some of them are. Like, there's one that says, Ma, the book is called Ma, There's Nothing to Do Here. That's the name of the book. Ma,
that has got to have been. That's an Irish author.
Has to be.
There's Nothing to Do Here.
Ma, There's Nothing to Do Here.
That's a children's book.
Yeah. And, like, some of them are just... Do You Want to Play With My Balls? Is another one that's about... that's a kid's book that's out there.
Wow.
A story of learning how to share, by all accounts.
Right. Makes sense.
Then there's Dick, What Did You Lick? It's about a boy and his dog.
Dog is called Dick.
Yeah, and he's giving him a sausages and all
of
that.
Of course he is.
Then there's one, Why Mammy Poisoned You is the name of another book. I don't even know where to begin with that. I literally don't know where to start.
Oh my God, look at the cover. Like the kid's getting examined by
a doctor.
It's like something out of the... It's like one of those weird things from the 40s.
Yeah, I guess it's...
Why Mammy Poisoned You?
I guess it's an accidental poisoning, as in the kid has allergies.
Let's hope so, yeah.
Yeah, so that's one. And then there's some pages from the books that you'd wonder as well. I Need a New Bum is one. That's... Dawn McKillen wrote a book. I Need a New Bum. I mean, I'd say there's a lot of adults now.
That would be probably interesting.
That would be interested in needing the new bum.
Yeah.
What the hell is wrong with George? That's a really... Isn't that amazing? What the hell is wrong with George?
Again, in terms of being aimed, it doesn't even sound like something that's aimed at kids.
It sounds more like something like a middle-aged man would say. I just sat up into George. What the hell is wrong with George?
Yeah.
You know? And then there's Scouts in Bondage. Oh, that's that is just really badly
Scouts
named.
Scouts in Bondage.
Yeah, that's really badly named.
I'm assuming and obviously the reference to is a different reference
a different
than we're
reference,
taking.
Yeah. And then there's one, this one, it's a collection of children's stories called Treasures, Pleasures and Happy Endings. That's just a collection of, and then of course, Winnie the Pooh. He actually has a cooking book, believe it or not, that is called Cooking with Pooh. That's the name of the book.
Cooking with Pooh.
Yeah.
Oh my God. That's basically what our Friday feature
the
is.
The only thing we haven't done at this stage. Yeah.
Wow. It does kind of raise the questions to how much people, thought it through when they were titling that book.
There's one of them I'm actually afraid to read out, genuinely.
Yeah. I mean, suffice to say, it's obviously aimed at owning a cat.
And a big fat one.
And the cat is very large.
Yeah.
And
he's got it. I'm actually afraid to read that out.
No,
and
to be honest with you,
very often.
Yeah, exactly.
And that's
but,
a book
you can kind of imagine the, if you think about a reference to a fat cat.
Yeah.
Using a slightly different vernacular, you kind of, you get the gist.
Yeah, so you get the gist. It's not great.
Yeah.
Then there's a weird one there. They're trying to explain what the difference between plugged and unplugged means. And there's a cork in the back of an elephant. And when the cork comes out, it shows that there's a lot of water. It's like an elephant. He's sort of like a kettle. He's filled with water. And then when the cork comes out, he's down to that level.
Why would you use an elephant to demonstrate that? Why would you put a cork in an elephant's bottom?
Why wouldn't you just do it
to demonstrate the difference between plugged and unplugged?
What's the use of the elephant? Why, a bottle would have been completely sufficient.
Absolutely.
To understand.
Or as you say, a kettle. Or whatever. Or a bucket.
No other thing you'd use an elephant
how
for.
How are we going to explain to the kids the difference between plugged and unplugged? Mm. I tell you, why don't we get a cork and stick it in an elephant's bum? Why don't we do that?
Fill it full of water.
Yeah.
And then demonstrate what happens when the plug comes out. Surely there's an easier way. Definitely not. There's no way.
Glory Days. The best of Morning Glory with PJ and Jim on Radio Nova.
With InsureMyVan.ie, the van insurance specialists. See how much you can save at InsureMyVan.ie.
Right, there you go. Actually, that one about that best bit we did during the week, we never mentioned it on the show. But when we were doing that thing about the mad requests from planes,
yeah.
Again, I'm amazed that something similar to your incident about putting your child in the
In the X-ray tray.
In the X-ray tray. Yeah. Didn't come through. How somebody hasn't asked? Because in fairness, like your man who asked, could he use the slide to get off the plane because he was on holiday?
Yeah.
Right, how somebody hasn't asked for a go of it?
Can they get on the X-ray tray?
Yeah.
Can they go through the machine?
Yeah.
And show me where to scan?
Or how there hasn't been a stag party where somebody has tried to push a lad through it.
There's definitely a tap. There's no way they have existed for this long without at least one Egypt trying to put himself through the machine.
Yeah. I actually shouldn't have said that now. That's going to lodge in the back of PJ's mind. And the next time we're going away for an OB or something, there's going to be... Where's PJ? Yeah.
Well, in fairness... in fairness, and this is true, right? And the thing, we didn't say it live on the show because we were afraid we might get into trouble, but this is actually true. We were doing a radio show in the airport and we had to go through the security. And when we were going through, I didn't think to search my pockets. And they said, can we have a look through it? We've seen something suspicious. And I had a penknife and a packet of Johnny's. in my pockets. And you just saw your man going...
And he didn't know what to do.
I didn't know what to do.
We were sort of being looked after.
True.
We were being ushered.
Bring us to the staff.
Yeah, we were getting the old VIP treatment and everything. And the poor guy in the thing, he wasn't really sure how big a deal to make of it. So he just said, hang on a minute. And he had to speak to his supervisor.
This man has a penknife and a packet of Johnny's in his breast pocket.
I suspect the penknife rather than the packet of Johnny's were the offensive part.
Yeah, well, he just goes, is he going to fill them with drugs now? I don't know.
Yeah, I said. I wish you'd have said that because I would have vouched up for you. I would have said, no, he's going to try and smuggle a Toblerone in.
Yeah, he's going to put a pulp. He's always smuggling Toblerones in Johnny's. It's his thing. He doesn't even realise both of those are legal. He doesn't have to do it.
Oh, my God. And it was just, that was a great moment. Yeah, it was literally like you're going through airport security.
Yeah. I never thought to see it.
PJ's there with a knife. Anyway, good news
it's
that security.
It's such a 10-year-old's pot.
Good news that security found it.
Yeah, good news they found it, yeah.
Along with your Johnny's.
Along with me Johnny's.
Which have obviously never been feckin' used.
Still have them, Jim. But have two babies.
You've been listening to Glory Days, the best of Radio Nova's Morning Glory with PJ and Jim. Catch the show live weekdays 6 to 10 on FM, online at nova.ie or on the Nova app.